processional hymn, Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia. Welcome, everybody, to the Church of the Ascension on this Easter Day morning as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ by his grace. By his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy on us.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Almighty God, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life. Grant that, as by your grace going before us, you put into our minds good desires, so by your continual help we may bring them to good effect, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 31, beginning at verse 1. At the same time, saith the Lord, will I be the God of all families of Israel, and they shall be the people, thus saith the Lord, the people of which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Again, I will build thee, and thou shalt be built. O Virgin of Israel, thou shalt again be adorned with thy tabrets, and shalt go forth in the dances of them that make merry. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant, and shall eat them as common things. For there shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, arise ye, and let us go up to Zion unto the Lord our God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We sing the Easter anthems.
Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast.
Not with the old lamb, nor with the little one who has been blessed, but with the unlamb, the lamb of sin, surely.
epistle is from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, beginning at verse 34. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with the power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord.
Gradual hymn, Take Heart, Friends and Neighbours, Now 'Tis Eastertide. Hear the Gospel of our Saviour Christ according to St. John chapter 20, beginning at verse 1.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then
Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scriptures, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of our risen Lord. Amen. St. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 2. "And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it." One of the words that lingers in both the Old and the New Testaments is the word in Greek, seismos, meaning an earthquake. The word seismos is a noun. The verb is eista, meaning quaked or stirred. And quake is a word that can help thoughts about Easter. In the prophet Isaiah, quaking, trembling at the word of the Lord was a mark of those faithful to God. "These are the ones I look on with favor, for those who are humble and contrite in spirit and who tremble at my word," says the Lord in Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 2. The people standing in Jerusalem on that Sunday morning would have expected to have felt such a reaction to the arrival of Jesus. As the crowd shouted their hosannas, they would have remembered all the stories they would have learned since childhood. They would have remembered the accounts of Moses meeting with the Lord. They would have remembered the story of Elijah. They would have remembered the story of the people of Israel and God's dealings with his people. They would expect to be shaken by the Blessed One who came in the name of the Lord. The first time St. Matthew uses the word seismos is in chapter 8 and verse 24. He writes, "Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat, but Jesus was sleeping." The storm on the lake is a seismos, a quake in St. Matthew's account of events, a moment that made the disciples physically tremble. Had we been in their situation, faced with drowning, we would also have trembled, cried out with fear at what seemed to be about to happen. It would not be hard to have imagined how they would have woken Jesus with great vigor and with great urgency. Then Jesus stills the storm, and they are amazed. The quaking fear that filled their hearts would have been replaced with a quiet sense of awe at what they had seen happen. There is a physical response to the situation in the boat. Hearts would have been racing, hands would have shaken, and they would have gone pale with fear. In that extreme situation, they call to Jesus for help. If we are honest, we will admit that we are like the disciples in the boat, that when we face moments that are terrifying, that make us physically shake, we will look to God for aid. Sometimes it is only when we physically quake that we are shaken spiritually, that we are prompted to ask what it is that we really believe. As Jesus rode into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, St. Matthew said the city was estir. It was stirred. It quaked. The city had quaked when Jesus arrived. The tremors of the arrival of Jesus were felt across the city. People quaked in anticipation of Jesus. The reaction to Jesus was one which meant people could not be indifferent. You could not be so shaken by someone that you did not ask yourself what you made of this man. You could not ignore him. Jesus' arrival demanded an answer. It asked people to decide for him, or against him. The city quaked on Palm Sunday, and it quaked again on Good Friday. St. Matthew chapter 27, verse 51 says, "The earth shook and the rocks were split." The earth, Esther, the death of Jesus was something that caused the earth itself to quake. Anyone present in that moment would have felt its power. They would have known that something more than a time one could describe in words, that it was a moment to tremble before the Lord. Do you and I ever have that sense of God? Do we ever have a sense of his presence that is so powerful it feels like a physical force? The earth quaked again on Easter morning. St. Matthew uses seismos in chapter 28 and verse 2. It is translated straightforwardly as earthquake. On that first Easter morning, says St. Matthew, there was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. It is the moment that shook not just the place around it, but shook the whole of history. If the disciples have quaked with fear at the violent storm on the lake, they will shake with excitement and joy at what happened in the garden early that Sunday. When we hear the story of the resurrection, how do we respond? It would have prompted the friends of Jesus to literally jump for joy. Do we even get excited at such astonishing news? The word quake asks us questions about how we listen to the story and how, in our hearts, we react to what we hear. What does the story really mean to us? Do we really engage with the events, or do we let them pass us by like a television program we are only half watching? What is it that makes us quake? If the story of Jesus dying and rising again, if the story of the power of death itself being destroyed is not sufficient to move us, then what do we believe? What else is there that can have such power? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. While the congregation are seated, the choir will sing the anthem, "The Angel Rolled the Stone Away."
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. We pray for the Church as we celebrate Christ's resurrection. Today, we especially remember this group of parishes. We pray for all Christian communities that they may experience a renewed spirit of commitment and faith. Wherever there is religious persecution, darkness, or despair, may the golden dawn of the resurrection transform all things. Lord of life, we pray that in a world which we have filled with violence and hostility, the joy of resurrection may be made known. We pray for Iran, Lebanon, Israel, Gaza, Ukraine, Yemen, Sudan, and other places where there is war or conflict. We pray for love in response to hatred, for trust in place of suspicion, and for reconciliation where there are tensions and division. Lord of life, we pray for our local communities, our schools, businesses, and homes. May the light of Easter illumine the darkness of our, the shadows of our redemption. May the light of Easter illumine the shadows of our relationships so that the love which conquers death may bind us together in a spirit of mutual respect and understanding. Lord of life, we pray for those who are ill, those who are lost, those who are weary or sick in body or mind. In particular, we pray for the King in his treatment for serious illness which continues. We pray for those who are frightened or who are without faith to sustain them. We pray for all victims of natural disasters. Give your Easter peace to all who are in need, that they may find life and wholeness in your saving strength. Lord of life, we remember those who have died, those whose faith sustained them in life. May we too rediscover the hope that makes us fully alive and attuned to the power of your risen Son. Lord of life, merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then they were glad when they saw the Lord. The peace which Jesus brought through his rising again on Easter day be with you all.
And also with you.
Give the Lord the glory due to his name. Enter his courts with an offering. The offertory hymn, "At the Lamb's High Feast We Sing Praise to Our Victorious King."
Thank you.
created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us, but in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin. Giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to sing.
Our Father,
which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. Draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The blood of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The blood of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Blood of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The blood of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The blood of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The blood of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Blood of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The blood of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The blood of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The blood of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The blood of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The blood of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Blood of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The blood of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Thank you. living God, who for our redemption gave your only begotten Son to the death of the cross, and by his glorious resurrection have delivered us from the power of our enemy, grant us so to die daily unto sin, that we may evermore live with him in the joy of his risen life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. God the Father, by whose love Christ was raised from the dead, open to you who believe the gate of everlasting life. God the Son, who in rising from the grave has won a glorious victory, give us joy as you share the Easter faith. God the Holy Spirit, whom the risen Lord breathed into his disciples, empower you and fill you with Christ's peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. As our service this Easter day draws to a close, it would be remiss if I didn't express not only my own appreciation, but everybody's appreciation. First of all, in the absolutely magnificent decoration of the church. Our grateful thanks to those who supplied flowers, greenery, and other decorations, and to those of you who gave your time and talents yesterday morning in putting it all together, providing us with a stunning backdrop to what is taking place today, and indeed over at least next Sunday as well. No service like this would be complete without music. Our very grateful thanks to our organist, Timothy Howe, to the choir, along with our visiting gentlemen. We're very grateful to you all for the lovely anthem you provided this morning and for the lead you gave to the congregational singing, which was lovely also. Thanks also to our various readers and indeed to Colin Hassert for once again providing us with the order of service. Next Sunday is the second Sunday of Easter, and at 10 o'clock there will be a service entitled Risen with Christ, which is an Easter devotional of anthems, of readings, and of hymns for choir and congregation. A very meaningful sequence of readings and music to continue our celebration of Easter. Afterwards, next Sunday, there will be light refreshments in the hall in support of Christian Aid. And may I, we wish you and yours a very peaceful and blessed Easter. The recessional hymn, "The Whole Bright World Rejoices Now." In the peace of the risen Christ. Alleluia. Alleluia.